Welcome to Lil Bub's Lil Show, a weekly co-production from WFHB and Lil Bub's Big Fund. We highlight adoptable animals with special needs in South Central Indiana and spotlight topics to promote human-animal welfare. First, here is today's featured animal.
Marianne is an easygoing, domestic short-haired cat who gets along with everyone. She likes to talk to you and she loves treats. Her cloudy eye doesn't stop her from the zoomies either. She does well with other cats as well as dogs, and she would love to meet you. Those interested in learning more about Marianne, including adoption details, can call the City of Bloomington Animal Shelter at 812-349-3492 or email animal@bloomington.in.gov.
If you're interested in adopting today's featured pet, you can learn more at our websites, goodjobbub.org and wfhb.org. You're listening to Lil Bub's Lil Show, a co-production of WFHB and Lil Bub's Big Fund. We now turn to this week's featured topic.
You may be familiar with first aid for humans, but cats are also susceptible to emergency situations. According to Blue Cross, when faced with an emergency, it is important to ensure the safety of yourself and others. Once you have deemed the situation safe, approach an injured cat slowly and quietly. They may be frightened and in pain. Even if they're usually friendly, they may try to bite or scratch as a means of protecting themselves. Call a veterinarian as soon as possible in an emergency, as they can provide specific advice for the situation. Aside from more overt signs of injury, a cat in an emergency medical state may exhibit weakness, holding an eye closed, difficulty breathing, having eaten something poisonous, or having suffered physical trauma. The best way to lift a cat is to put one hand on the front of their chest and the other behind their hind legs and supporting their bottom. Try to avoid putting your hands on any areas of the body that might have injuries. For a cat with multiple injuries, lifting them in a thick towel to put as little pressure as possible on injured areas may be helpful. Make sure you have a safe way to transport the cat to a veterinary hospital. If you have a cat carrier, remove the lid so you can gently place the cat inside rather than fitting them through the door. In an emergency situation, a large, secure box with holes for ventilation may be sufficient. A first aid kit can be helpful when dealing with minor injuries before reaching the vet. A first aid kit for cats could include bandages, surgical sticky tape, sterile absorbent gauze, swabs, non-adhesive absorbent dressings, curved blunt-ended scissors, a thick towel, a cone collar, a bottle of sterile saline solution, and a device to remove ticks. Saving the phone numbers for a local veterinarian and emergency veterinary hospital can be helpful as well.
Thank you for tuning in to Lil Bub's Lil Show on WFHB, produced in partnership with Lil Bub's Big Fund. For more info on today's featured animal and topic, find us online at goodjobbub.org and wfhb.org.